And we can't even do the basic things like roads or, as the governor's report shows us, education, which is another big failing grade, which we'll get into next. 434-964-1075.
Stay up to date on the congressional primaries and conventions.
But when you get right into it, it's the best thing in the world.
Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV News.
Mostly sunny and hot, highs in the middle 90s with heat index values near 100 degrees.
64 degrees outside of the automated office system studios at 530. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. Virginians are seeing no relief at the gas pump. AAA Mid-Atlantic reports the average Virginian is spending around $4.45 for a gallon of unleaded gas. That's up 20 cents from just last week. Looking back to mid-April, it was costing around $3.94 to fill up. However, Virginia still sits way below the national average.
An unidentified man was arrested by Albemarle County Police for pointing a pellet gun at cars along Route 250 on Pantops.
A study conducted at the University of Virginia Health System has found that a gout medication can improve the survival of patients suffering from heart failure.
Not only a clinical environment where we treat patients, but we also a very big research institution, and so we work collaboratively with.
The medicine is called colchicine, and researchers looked at more than 1,000 patients that were admitted to UVA Health between March of 2011 and February 2020 with worsening heart failure. Those who received the medication had a survival rate of 97.9%. Those who did not receive colchicine had a survival rate of 93.5%.
As election season is heating up, Larry Sabato at the UVA Center for Politics says redistricting is just one thing that'll make it nearly impossible to predict what could happen this fall.
That's the way midterms are. They rarely have one key theme from coast to coast. You have to look at each district, each state, each particular race. Virginia and Pennsylvania are very different states. Virginia is much bluer than Pennsylvania, which is a pure purple state.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 63 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that makes it very easy to download the Joe Thomas in the Morning podcast, iTunes, iHeart, or easiest at the I Got the Seville 107.5 free smartphone app.
You should be driving a Kia. From Charlie Obaugh, Kia.
This is Eric Obaugh for Charlie Obaugh, Kia, and Stan. Before you sell your vehicle to another dealer, before you trade your vehicle with anyone, remember this, Charlie Obaugh, Kia will give you more. That's right, I said it, and I wouldn't say it unless I meant it. So here it is again. Bring us your trade appraisal from any other car dealer or website, and Charlie Obaugh, Kia will give you more toward the purchase of a new Kia. Lease a 2023 Kia Sportage LX for just $259 per month. Plus, we'll overpay for any vehicle in any condition, and that's a fact. So before you undersell your vehicle to a total stranger, ask yourself, would you like more? If you answered yes, come see me, Eric Obaugh, at Charlie Obaugh Kia, just minutes from Charlottesville and Harrisonburg, under the giant American flag in historic Stanton, Virginia. CharlieObaugh.com, and God bless America.
24-month lease, $39.99, due at signing, plus tax and tag. No security deposit. Negative trade equity financed in new loan. Subject to lender approval. Purchase at MSRP on select models. Expires monthly.
You should be driving.